Oh, good morning. Yes, well, I don't actually, not surprising, I don't agree with quite a few comments that Gary has made. I was part of the negotiation team. Gary's alluded to the fact that they negotiated for 6 months in reference to the changes in terms and conditions, where in fact it wasn't until February of this year that the actual 2% was put on the table. That was 6 months after we actually initially started negotiations. The point the GMB are trying to make here is quite clear. All we're looking at is a common sense approach. We want the council to come back to the negotiating table and discuss the proposals, which we believe have not been discussed in its entirety. Those being the 11.4 million in reserves, again, the 6.1 that's just been alluded to, council tax, and more importantly, probably the opening of a voluntary redundancy scheme, which the council seemed to be objected to, and I can't understand that at all. You know, if people want to leave voluntary, surely that's a better solution than imposing terms and conditions that they're looking at now.
Well, I know that you say the council has £11.4 million in reserves, and legally they only need £5 million. You want to see the council tax arrears improved and also the tendering for voluntary redundancy, but do you think that will totally bridge this £20 million shortfall that the council needs to find?
Well, we're not looking at £20 million, finding £20 million from our terms and conditions of employers. It's £2 million. Down from terms and conditions of the employers, the employees. Okay, what we're looking at is the 11.4 million, and you know, to steal the word of Eric Pickles, the minister, local government minister for the coalition government, clearly last November he urged all councils to use their resources to mitigate against the economical downturn. Now, most councils have done that. You know, Central Bedfordshire seems to be reluctant to do this, or reluctant to show the GMB why they can't do that, in actual fact, show where this money is. And if it's accounted for, where is it accounted for?
Where would you put it then? If you said, right, leave the staff alone, don't touch them, this is the way I would save the money and I'd make sure that the council kept going and operated all the services, what would you do?
Well, as I said early on in the conversation, we're looking to the council to take a common sense approach, to sit round the table jointly together in industrial relations and discuss ways forward and how we can mitigate this using the reserves. They don't seem to have done that at all at this precise moment in time.
Well, let's go back to Gary. Gary, would the ideas there put forward by Martin, would that meet your £20 million that you need to fund the savings for?
Those suggestions have been raised many times over the past 6 months. We've listened to them carefully, we've analysed them and explained why they do not bridge the gap, and therefore, no, they don't. All issues, all options were put on the table in November. We then went through this lengthy consultation negotiation process, and we also extended the negotiations by a further month to allow the regional officers to come in from both sides, and they couldn't help us any further. So we have reached this point where we must move on now to individual consultation with each employee, explain what the proposals are. There's still an opportunity for any other ideas come back in from the workforce to be considered. But we do need to move on now so we can secure these savings and bridge the budget gap for this year.